Well, good Thursday morning. Welcome to the WLBB Community Voice program here on News Talk 1330, FM 106.3, streaming live online at newstalk1330.com. And this morning we are on the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page. Joel Brock handling those duties this morning. Our guest this morning is a native Carrolltonian, and we'll tell you her story and what she's been up to as of late. Apparently hasn't been here since 1980, but I'm sure you know a lot of people and, you know, grew up here. I have some stories about Carroll County, perhaps. But back in March of 2014, my guest and her husband, Michael, co-founded the Davis Direction Foundation following the death of their son, Davis. In December of 2014, my guest retired from public education, 33 years, I believe he said, to devote full-time attention as the executive director of the foundation to promote awareness, affect change, and save lives related to opiate and heroin addiction. In the first year of operation, they had a founding board of 11 members, raised over $60,000, launched a six-month Metro Atlanta billboard campaign, hosted three opiate heroin symposiums, and two memorial ceremonies, held a golf tournament, raised about $15,000 for that, and received a grant from the American Medical Association Foundation to purchase and hand out life-saving Narcan kits. And we talk a lot about Narcan here locally as well. Our guest this morning is Missy Head Owen. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
You made the journey all the way from Mayreta.
I did.
The whole hour, but make this a local story because, again, you are a native Carroll County.
Born and raised.
And you still have family here locally.
I do. Two brothers, a sister, and my mom.
You want to give a big shout out to them?
Hey, guys.
Yeah. And your sister has been on this program before. I don't think your brothers have. Well, at least one of them's an attorney here locally, right?
Yes, both of them.
Both of them are?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Again, Missy Head Owen, our guest on this morning's Community Voice program. Well, tell us a little bit about it. I mean, why'd you skip out of Carroll County? Why did we lose you in 1980s?
Why did I skip out of Carroll County? I went to Atlanta. No, I actually went to Atlanta and started work in a residential treatment center called Anawakey back then. And I had gotten a job and was just excited to go and make a difference. And I guess it's always been my calling to kind of make a difference wherever I go. And that's why I left. I first moved to Douglasville. And
Douglasville is so much different than it is now.
So I said, I need a little more than that. So I moved on up to Atlanta inside the perimeter, ITP, and got my bearings together, met a guy, and the rest is history.
Good. And you guys have five kids, right?
Five.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, let's talk about the big reason we were bringing you on here this morning.
Sure.
You are hosting an event, which is coming up either this weekend or next weekend. It's going to be huge, and we'll talk about that and encourage people to participate in it. And
awesome.
Hopefully listeners, if anybody needs some help, some direction, they'll know where to get that after talking to you this morning. But, I guess take us back to 2012, 2013, and then maybe you know what happened after that.
Right. Unfortunately, my son was in a car accident. And he had been exposed to opioids, which was a common practice for pain back then. If you went in and you had pain in any way, shape, form, or fashion, you were usually given an opioid prescription. We've since learned that one Advil and one extra strength Tylenol combined are a better physical pain reliever for your ordinary aches and pains. Of course, at the end of life and cancer treatments and stuff, opioids are indicated, but just for regular pain, we found that one Advil and one extra strength Tylenol are the preferred physical pain reliever and are actually better at it than opioids.
Now, I may have heard that once or twice and just ignored it. I don't take painkillers at all, but gosh, shouldn't we talk more about that?
Every time we do a story about opiate abuse. I try to say it every time I'm talking about anything. Mm-hmm. But there was Cochrane Collaboration, which is a huge research company worldwide, did the study and found that when they talk about the number needed to treat, they had to treat 47 individuals to get to 50% pain relief with opioid medication and only had to treat 15 people to get to 50% pain relief with one Advil and one extra strength Tylenol. Mm. So that's huge.
Yeah.
And they further did the study, and this was back in 2006, which if we had listened back then, could have avoided a lifetime of hurt and saved a lot of lives, but the further study showed that only 1% of doctors knew that. Mm-hmm. And doctors were duped. You know, we can't just throw the doctors under the bus, but the doctors were duped, and the pharmaceutical companies told them that this opioid medication was non-addictive, and we all know that that's not true now. And Purdue Pharma is, of course, being sued, in the Sackler family, and one of those lawsuits is coming to Cobb County next fall. So we have been chosen as one of six places in America that they will try the Purdue Pharma lawsuit.
Are there any statistics as far as how many people took opioids, for pain relief, and then became addicted, compared to people who are taking them because they want the experience, they want that feeling?
There are a lot of statistics. I'll tell you one that was very frightening. In 2012, there was enough opioid prescriptions written. There were enough opioid prescriptions written in America to give every man, woman, and child a prescription of 30 pills. Wow. So there's a great documentary on Netflix called The Pharmacist.
Yeah.
And it's very eye-opening, and shows really the beginning of the epidemic and how it got started here in America. If you ever want to go back and really see the beginnings of how we got to where we are, That's a great documentary.
Ms. Hedo, and our guest on this morning's Community Voice program, co-founder of the Davis Direction Foundation. Let's talk about your son. He was in a car accident.
He was in a car accident, and then he was prescribed opioids. Well, he found out that they made him feel great. 1 in 10 people have a predisposition genetically to feel really great. He was 20 years old, and he found out from that accident that he liked them. They made him feel wonderful. So when he had some stressful events going on between high school and college, he got very stressed out, anxiety ridden, and remembered, well, he just wanted something to sleep. So went to the family medicine cabinet, remembered that those pills made him feel great, he could sleep, he could do whatever, and started taking them for self-medicating purposes for stress. And when that happened, he became addicted very quickly. And as many people do, with less than one prescription, they can become addicted. Wow. And he suffered for about 18 months to 2 years with his addiction. And at the end of his addiction, he passed in March the 4th, 2014. Mm-hmm. And God called our family to jump into a territory that we didn't know a whole lot about. And we followed that calling and established the Davis Direction Foundation in 2015. And we had actually established a fund about 3 weeks after his death, and raised enough money that first year that we could become a 501c3, put money down on a building, and open a recovery support organization, the first of its kind in Cobb County, that provided aftercare. And what we were finding out was that you could always get a meeting, you could always go to a treatment center, but when you came out of those treatment centers, or when you came out of incarceration for drugs, because we were throwing everybody in jail that had anything to do with drugs, there was nowhere that you could go 24/7 or even 12/7 that you could find help and just make a network of people and find resources and support for addiction. And that's what we established. And we made a replication toolkit, put it out all over the United States, and now we've got recovery support organizations that are modeled after the zone in Marietta that are all over the nation.
That's fabulous. Davis Direction Foundation co-founder Missy Hedo, and our guest on this morning's Community Voice program. Those 2 years where your son, you know, was addicted, how much of that did you see? How much did you know he was addicted during those 2 years? Was there, I mean,
not at first. Mm-hmm. And you have to understand, I'll back up and tell you, Davis was an amazing kid. He was highly gifted, as many of these kids are, and the expectations put on them and the expectations put on them by themselves, self-inflicted, are oftentimes the things that get them so in a position that they need help with stress and anxiety and that kind of stuff. But he was a junior class president, senior class president, gave the commencement speech at his high school graduation to over 3,000 people in attendance. He went on to be a president's role or whatever you call it at Kennesaw State University, Dean's List, President's List, that kind of stuff. Went on scholarship because his grades were so high. He was National Honor Society. I mean, this kid had everything going for him, but expectations and life got him to a place where he felt he needed something to de-stress, and that's where he got in trouble.
We will certainly talk about the Davis Direction Foundation in more detail. We'll do that after our first break. If you have questions or comments, if you're watching us on the News Talk 1330 Facebook page, I encourage you to post those up there right now, and I'll look at them during the break. And we'll come back and continue our conversation with Missy Head Owen, Community Voice, brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy here on News Talk 1330, FM 106.3.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
As a graduate of Oak Mountain Academy, I found that my experience on the mountain prepared me beyond all expectations. As a junior at Auburn University, I approached my studies with great confidence thanks to what I learned at OMA. When I think back on my time on the mountain, I think of my teachers. Their genuine love and concern for me as a student was always evident, and now, as an adult, I still foster those relationships. I'm Carly Robinson, an Oak Mountain Academy alum. Visit oakmountain.us to see how you can offer your child an amazing opportunity to be a warrior.
.842. Welcome back to the WLBB Community Voice here on News Talk 1330, FM 106.3, also streaming live online at newstalk1330.com. And this morning we're on the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page. We have a couple of messages on here. Debbie Godby Boulding says Missy and her family have saved lives, and she said she knows Davis is very proud of them. And a young lady named Phyllis Head, she's made it known that she's watching this program. Perhaps you've met her. Once or twice.
Yeah.
Missy Head Owen, our guest on this morning's Community Voice program, again, co-founder for the Davis Direction Foundation, and it's in Marietta. People who can use this, I mean, you don't have to be in Cobb County to go there.
Anybody can come by. We opened in 2016, we opened a facility called The Zone, and The Zone is a recovery support organization that's open 365 days a year from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., and it's open to provide resources and support for people who are in recovery, because there's no support for people in recovery. You know, you can go to just about any other disease that we know of, and you have associations that support them, you have all kinds of things that support them, but the only thing prior to recovery support organizations supporting people were AA meetings and 12-step programs, basically. So we opened a support organization with music and art and computers and coffee shop and workout facility, a day room, pool tables, ping pong tables. We host about 30 meetings a week, every week, and it's completely free to anybody who wants to seek our services. And that's nationwide, worldwide, whatever. If you're in Marietta and you need recovery support, you walk into The Zone and that's what you find.
What's the tipping point for somebody actually going to get recovery help?
When people come to us wanting recovery, we'll send them to detox or find them a place where they can get treatment that they need. So The Zone is actually a place where you come for support to stay in recovery.
Yeah. Well, so people typically, they will come to you on their own. They're not being forced.
No. Nobody is mandated. Mm-hmm. Nobody is forced to come to The Zone. You just have to have 24 hours of clean time and to stay. Now, if you come in and you're high, or you come in and you said, I used last night or I used this morning, then we're going to help you find a place that you need to start recovery. But you got to be 24 hours clean to stay at The Zone, because we're protecting the recovery of those people who do come.
There, sure.
And we have over 5,000 visits a month. month, every month. So it's a well-respected place where people know they can come and be protected and safe and find the support they need.
5,000 visits a month. I mean, but some of those are repeat visitors. I mean,
yes.
So that's a lot of people. Yeah, 5,000. But you've probably had 5,000 people, though, since 2014 easily, right?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, you have to consider, Colin, there's 25 million people in America walking around in recovery every day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Missy Head Owen, our guest on this morning's Community Voice program, again, co-founder of the Davis Direction Foundation. The Zone, you talked about the resources that are made available there. What are examples of some of the resources?
Number one, connection. We say connection is the opposite of addiction. So it's just a place, and you know, not that you would consider it ever a country club, but if you think about a country club where you go and you can have card games or bridge games or whatever, and you can have that connection, you can eat together, you can do book studies, you can have meetings, you can play golf. Well, it's kind of like a country club of recovery without the alcohol. So, you know, it's the pandemic created great trouble for us. We were moving in a downward trend with keeping people out of overdose and death, and then the pandemic hit and put people in isolation and took us back 20 years. We had more people overdose and die in 2020 than we had in the last 20 years in a single year. So we were moving in a really positive direction and then just halted in our tracks. And so because of that, we expanded our services. People didn't have anywhere to go. They didn't have anywhere to stay. So we were feeding them meals. We were giving out tents and tarps and, you know, providing the resources that the pandemic brought about in addition to all the things that we were already doing to help people stay in recovery.
Now, where did you get your information on this? I mean, I think you suggested that you really just had no idea or didn't pay much attention to opioid issues before it became yours. Where did you get all of your information, you know, to put this together?
Well, for a year after Davis died, we knew that God had called us into something, but we didn't know what it was. So basically, I started putting what we called a compassionate act out on Facebook every single day. And what it was telling people how to understand addiction, what was available with addiction, the studies that had been done, what was working, what wasn't. And I actually wrote day after day for 365 days, these little acts that people could do. They were called constructive acts. And it's called, I mean, there's 365 of them. Sacrifice, understanding that love is not enough, be a part of the solution. I even took Dr. Phil down one day because he had called somebody a junkie on his show, and it just flew all over me. So, you know, I reacted to things that I heard. I responded to things that needed to be responded to. I reflected on Davis's life and how we could have done different things. And I just basically said, you know, that ignorance is not an option anymore. We had to understand what was going on. My husband would actually go to work, and on his way he would stop and eat breakfast and look at Twitter and see what was trending about the opioid epidemic. He would send it to me. I would read it. We educated ourselves, learned as much as we could for a year, and then we actually put the constructive acts into a book because so many people wanted us. We garnered over 11,000 people on the Davis Direction Foundation Facebook page in those early years just because we were posting so much about it and bringing it to light, and nothing was left untouched. I even wrote a constructive act called Bag 'em and Tag 'em and reflected on the day that I walked in and saw Davis in his bag.
Now, your book, Heroin is Killing Our Children?
Yes, it's available on Amazon. Okay. Heroin is Killing Our Children. And it's just 365 days of reflection.
What resources are there for people like you, for family members who lost somebody?
There are a lot of resources out there. We personally at The Zone host a meeting called SOS, Serial Opioid Survival, every Monday night at 6 p.m. But there are programs like Al-Anon, Nar-Anon, Alateen, those kind of programs. Lots of churches host those programs. They've even become virtually done now because of COVID. And that's a great thing, because there were people who couldn't get to meetings because of work schedules or whatever. Now, if they're driving home or whatever, they can pop in on a virtual meeting. And COVID brought about virtuality for the recovery community. And that's huge, because so many people were ashamed to go. You can go anonymously. You don't have to walk in anywhere. You don't have to drive anywhere. You just get on and get the help you need.
Before we take our final break here, you say it was 3 weeks after your son passed that you guys started this. I mean, and that's astounding to me. Why do you think you were able to do that after 3 weeks? I mean, if I thought about losing my son, I mean, I don't believe I'd be. I mean, I'd be motivated to try to do something, you know, make something out of the fact that he passed. But, I mean, 3 weeks, it's not a long time.
When God calls you to it, he'll see you through it. And that's all I know to tell you. Yeah. I look back at that time, and God gave us so much strength as a family. You know, we grew up in this town, Tabernacle Baptist Church, and I married a man who grew up in his hometown of Calhoun in a church as well. And our family was built on faith. And our family just knew that we had been called to make a difference. We should have never lost Davis. Mm-hmm. And it was because we didn't know what we didn't know. And so many families who are dealing with addiction and have kids who are trying to get in recovery or who are in recovery, there's still so much that they don't know they don't know. And being in this field has allowed us to learn so many of those things and help people.
We're going to take our final break. We'll come back and talk about the event that's coming up and promote that, see if people interested would want to go out there. But your website is davisdirection.com. There's tons of information. I think you guys will be amazed at how big a deal this is, actually. So, again, the website is davisdirection.com. Our guest this morning is Missy Head Owen. She is co-founder of the Davis Direction Foundation. And, again, she's a Carroll County native, our guest on this morning's Community Voice program. We're going to come back with about 6 minutes. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy on News Talk 1330, FM 106.3.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
At Oak Mountain Academy, our daily schedule includes convocation, prayer, and the Pledge of Allegiance. By doing so, we build a family-like community where all students grow and flourish and personal faith is encouraged. Through community service and a historical approach to biblical study, our students are taught the value of the warrior way, honesty, respect, and responsibility. Oak Mountain Academy, we are a family creating legacies. To learn more, visit oakmountain.us.
All right, 8:54. Welcome back to the WLBB Community Voice. News Talk 1330, FM 106.3, streaming live online, newstalk1330.com. And this morning on the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page, my guest is Missy Head Owen. She is co-founder of the Davis Direction Foundation. And I got about 5 minutes left in our program. Up on Facebook, Vicki Brown Crenshaw, she had posted, we had mentioned the website before we went to the break, but she's actually posted it to the News Talk 1330 Facebook page. So if anybody wants to click on it there, Vicki saying, Davis Direction Foundation is doing amazing things to help people with recovery. If you need help, please contact them on their website or by phone. And she said she loves you, Missy.
I love her too. Yeah. She's a great friend, and Vicki was actually very instrumental in getting us into the billboard world that I knew nothing about. And I said, we're trying to get billboards up all over the nation. And Vicki said, I'm in billboards. How can I help? And the next thing I know, we're all over Atlanta, including the 17th Street Bridge going into Atlanta with our story and how we can help others. So,
how do people find out about you? You know, when they come in, do they tell you, they discuss how I found out about you? I mean, is it a friend? Are they seeing the billboards?
A lot of it is word of mouth now. Our billboard campaign ended probably in 2018. Then she was instrumental in helping us advertise our big event, Beyond the End Zone, which is coming up, as you've spoken about. But word of mouth, our Facebook page, our Twitter account, we have Instagram, we do Google and Yelp, and but we are known nationwide now as one of the premier recovery support organizations throughout the United States.
One of the sponsors of our program is Tanner, and I believe you have a partnership with them.
We did. Tanner got on board early. Tanner was instrumental in getting word out there about recovery support help. They sponsored us. We've had a partnership with Willowbrook. Y'all have some great facilities and great organizations are doing great work with addiction and recovery here in Carrollton. And, you know, Carrollton's always been a leading edge.
Well, it seems like, you know, I've been here 10, 15 years, but it does
even
seem
with
like
education,
that.
Yeah, but absolutely. With recovery, they were on the cutting edge, absolutely. And Willowbrook is a wonderful facility working hard every day to fight addiction and fuel recovery.
All right, we've got about 3 minutes left. Let's promote this event coming up, Beyond the End Zone 2021. This will be the first year for it, but it was supposed to start last year.
It was supposed to start last year. We did a very, very small version. I think they allowed 50 people in the room. But we were set for 500 to 1,000 people last year with Darren Waller, who is a hometown Cobb County hero. And Darren is a 2021 Pro Bowler, and he also played at North Cobb High School, Georgia Tech, and then fell into addiction that got him sidelined for a couple of years, went to the Oakland Raiders, and first of all went to the Baltimore Ravens, but then got released from them because of drug issues, then to the Oakland Raiders. Now he's a Las Vegas Raider, and he's going to be there to support us. He told his story publicly for the first time at The Zone about 3 years ago, and he has been a recovery advocate ever since and just fights for the kids that we know will coming to addiction. Unfortunately, this is an age-old problem. It's not something that has just happened. But anyway, he's going to be there. Brandon Mitchell, who's Super Bowl 36 champion, is going to be there telling his story. And that we're going to pledge, meaning that we as adults and students will sign pledges to be drug-free and live a drug-free lifestyle. And then we'll pass and punt, just like the old punt, pass, and kick. We'll pass and punt for prizes and trophies, and that starts at age 5 and goes through an old man if they want to. So, but then we'll have a big barbecue dinner, and then we'll hear the comeback stories of Darren and Brandon Mitchell. And I can tell you, Darren tells a story and he leaves no stone unturned. He is amazingly transparent with his story that started in middle school. So
Missy Head Owen, our guest on this morning's Community Voice program, again, co-founder of Davis Direction Foundation. That event, Beyond the End Zone 2021, is not this Saturday. It's next Saturday, June the 26th. It'll be from 3 o'clock until 7. She gave you the details on that. You can get more details online, davisdirection.org. It says .org here, but it says .com on the monitor.
Either one gets you there.
Both of them get you, okay.
But you can also go to Eventbrite and search Beyond the End Zone. Eventbrite.com, and it'll give you the ability to buy tickets and whatnot. But you can also show up at the Mount Perrin Christian School, who is also one of our partners, and just walk right in at 3 o'clock.
Great. Thank you. Great show. Thank you. It's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
And we appreciate you guys tuning in this morning for the Community Voice, brought to you by Tanner Health System, Oak Mountain Academy.